At the Seder meal that the Jews usually have to commemorate the Passover, the youngest person in the house or the family would always ask the question, it is part of the Haggadah, why is this night different from every other night? Why is this night different from every other night? And then they will launch into the story of the bitterness of slavery and salvation and how God saved them from Egypt, brought them through the Red Sea, and settled them in the promised land. Dear friends, we need to ask ourselves the same question. Why is this night different from every night? And I think just like they do, we need also to recount the story of our encounter with God, starting from the day we were created as personified by our first parents, Adam and Eve. How lofty, how high, how majestic was creation, crowned with you and myself. There was nothing else that was created with these words, let us make the lion in our own image and likeness. Let us make the giraffe in our own image and likeness. No, it was let us make St. Mary's Parish in our own image and likeness. In the likeness of God, he created them, every single one of them, in the parish of St. Mary, Lindsay, and surrounding. We are made in the image and likeness of God. But of course, we know our story. We know we lost it. We know we lost that glory because we wanted to be like God. We wanted to seize power from God. We wanted to be independent. We wanted to control everything. And we lost that lofty glory because God is not one to brook any kind of sharing of that glory. He only gives to those who deserve it, as you and myself do deserve, if we but recognize why this night is different from every other night. And this night is different because today we regain once more the majesty that God has given us. Today we regain once more the glory that God has given us. This night we regain once more the divinity with which God has blessed us. Because when Jesus was preaching, John chapter 10, from verse 30 downwards, the Jews challenged him because he dared to say, I and the Father are one. And they picked up stones to kill him. And he asked them, do you not read in your holy book? Do you not pray the Psalm 82, verse 6, where the psalmist says, you are gods because you are sons and daughters of the Most High God. And he challenged them, does your logic not tell you that if you are a son of God, then you are divine? What have I said that is wrong if I, a son of God, say that I and the Father are one? Jesus was pointing to the fact that we need to recover and reassess ourselves and know who we are. And we are people who are made in the image and likeness of God. Even though we have lost it by our sins, we have lost it by our weaknesses. But this is not a night to talk about weaknesses. This is a night to bang the drums of joy. This is the night when we ring the bells of joy. And that is why at the Gloria, just as we did on Holy Thursday, because on Holy Thursday, Jesus divinized us once more by making us one with himself in the most holy Eucharist. We rang the bell this night in joy, in exaltation. We sang the beautiful song of the exalted. We also lit the Paschal candle, signs that once more we are divinized and glorified by the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus walked the gambit of all humanity. He was born like each and every one of us, with the exception of the fact that he has no sin in him. But he was made a sinner. He climbed the wood of the cross, carrying all of our sins with him. Not that he sinned himself, but he took upon himself all of our sins, all of the weight, all of the ugliness of our sins he bore with him on the cross, went to the tomb, defeated the evil one, and rose from the dead. And we have all these signs in the readings that we have taken, of course, the creation, and then the passing through the Red Sea. By baptism, we are reminded once more and remade in the image and likeness of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is what Paul is telling us in the epistle we just read. He said, do we not realize that when we were baptized, it was by immersion into the death of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we rise with him in glory? That is why this night is different from every night. We are rising with Jesus in glory. Even though we are still in the flesh, we hang on to that hope. Because without hope, there is nothing left for Christianity. The disciples, they lost hope. And that was why, as we will read in the coming weeks, they locked themselves up in a house because they thought that was the end. But we need to borrow a leaf from these women who went to the tomb, even though they were not sure what was going to happen, even though they knew they could not move the stone away, but they had hope that once we get there, something will happen. Because they were saying within themselves, just as we read in the gospel, who will roll this stone away for us? They could have gotten 2-3 young men from the village. They didn't. They knew everyone was scared. Everyone knew what had happened to the master, but they had hope. They had the hope that once they got to the tomb, something will happen. Dear friends, whatever it is that is holding us back, let us realize that Jesus has conquered all. Whatever it is that we think we cannot move away, that big boulder, that big problem in our lives, that big thorn on our side that we think we cannot move away, these women have shown us that hope can do all things. Jesus has conquered everything. The second sign that we have is the Eucharist that we will receive in a few minutes. The abiding presence of this resurrection. The abiding presence of our Lord Jesus Christ, telling us that the Master is no longer in the tomb. He is risen. He has gone into heaven. He has poured out his Holy Spirit upon us. He lives with us in the most holy Eucharist, inviting us every single day, every time we come to Mass, to come and be one with him, to relive once more our redemption. And that was what the disciples did when they had the courage to unlock the door. They spread the word. They became the carriers of that message that the Master is no longer in the tomb. Jesus is risen. Once more, we are restored to the fullness of our sonship, of our being sons and daughters of God. We are restored to the fullness of being people who will be worthy one day with hope to enter the kingdom of God. And our prayer is that at the end of our lives, when we draw our last breath, we, like our Lord Jesus Christ, will ascend into the glory of the kingdom of heaven. And today, to practicalize what we have just said, one who sits among us, Marian Margaret Ross, will be baptized this night, given communion and confirmed, just as the church does every Easter night. And we welcome her into the body of the church. We welcome her into the parish of St. Mary Lindsay, and we ask that God will continue to strengthen her faith, even as God continues to strengthen the faith of each and every one of us. Peace be with you.